Hey everyone, welcome to a deep dive into something you might not have thought about before. Movies as therapy.
Yeah, movies and therapy.
We're going to be looking at cinema therapy today.
Cinema therapy.
So it's not just about, binging Netflix, which I admit I do love to do.
Hell yeah.
We're actually looking at some research-pasted text by Alejandro Sanchez.
Okay.
And we have our expert here to really help us understand this research and break it down,
Right.
because it turns out movies can actually help us heal.
You know what's interesting about cinema therapy? It uses the power of stories. And we've always used stories to make sense of the world, to make sense of ourselves. But cinema therapy takes that power and uses film in a very targeted way.
So it's not just any movie marathon.
Go.
What exactly is cinema therapy?
Well, it's a structured technique, but it's not overly complicated. It's not just about picking a feel-good movie when you're down. Therapists actually carefully select films that connect with what the client is working through and what they want to achieve in therapy.
Okay, so say I'm struggling with feeling stuck. Like, I can't change my situation.
Okay.
How could a movie help me?
Well, imagine watching a film where the main character feels trapped, just like you. But over time, they start to make different choices, small ones at first, and then those choices lead to big changes. Seeing that play out on screen can be really inspiring, and it can give you a sense of hope that you can change too.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how does watching someone else's story help me with my own life?
Right.
My life's not a movie.
That's where the real kind of magic of cinema therapy comes in. So think of it as an active experience, not just passive viewing. You're paying attention to how the movie makes you feel, what moments resonate with you, where you connect with characters. And then you talk about those feelings and insights with a therapist. They help you to see your own life reflected in the film. And that can really be a game changer.
So it's not just like watch a movie and I'm cured.
No.
There's actual work involved.
It's about taking those feelings and turning them into tangible action in your own life.
Well, what about people who struggle to talk about their feelings?
Some people have a hard time even naming their emotions. It can be so helpful for people who have trouble putting those feelings into words. Because films give you this safe space to explore emotions, you're relating to the characters, not talking directly about yourself. So it's like dipping your toe in the emotional pool
I like your.
before diving in head first.
That makes sense. So is there research that shows this actually works?
Yeah, absolutely. Research has shown that the immersive experience of film lets you connect really deeply with stories that often mirror your own experiences. It's like the film is speaking directly to you, and that connection is so powerful for healing and growth.
So watching a movie with a therapist could be just as powerful as sitting on a couch and talking.
It can be a powerful addition to those traditional methods. Sometimes it's easier to process those emotions when you see them play out in someone else's story first, and it allows for catharsis,
Catharsis.
the feeling of emotional release.
Sometimes I have a bad day, and all I want to do is go home and watch a movie and just escape. Is that catharsis?
There's definitely a connection. Watching those characters overcome challenges can give you that sense of release and hope, especially when you're going through something similar yourself. So you're experiencing those emotions indirectly, which can be less overwhelming.
So it's like getting a dose of emotional medicine without even realizing it.
Exactly. It taps into that natural empathy and ability to connect with stories.
Okay.
And when those stories resonate, the impact can be profound.
So the research paper mentioned something about emotional insight and expression.
Yes.
What does that mean in plain English?
Basically, it means that films can help you understand your feelings and experiences better. And it's not about analyzing the film. It's about using the film as a springboard for self-discovery. When you watch characters navigate their own emotions, you start to understand your own feelings more clearly. It's like the film is illuminating those hidden corners of your emotional landscape.
So it's not about becoming a film critic. It's about becoming more aware of myself.
Yes, exactly. And those characters in the film, they can become like guides or role models.
Not
They can
yet.
show you different ways to cope with challenges or express
So
emotions.
I can learn valuable lessons from fictional characters.
Absolutely. Have you ever watched a movie and thought, wow, I totally get that character. They're just like me. That feeling of connection. That's what makes cinema therapy so powerful. You're not just watching a story. You're seeing yourself in those characters.
Okay. And then I have that conversation with my therapist to really unpack it all.
That conversation afterwards is crucial.
Yeah.
That's where the real magic happens. The therapist helps you to articulate those feelings and insights.
Yeah.
So the therapy becomes more engaging and impactful.
It's like the film gives me the raw material.
Yeah.
And then my therapist helps me sculpt it into something meaningful.
I like that. And you can't forget about the power of symbolism and metaphors in film.
Yes.
They can really help you understand and process complex emotions.
Yeah, I love that.
Abstract concepts can become more tangible.
Yeah. Sometimes when I watch a movie, I feel like I'm walking in someone else's shoes.
Yes.
And it gives me a lot more empathy for people who are different than me.
That's another big benefit.
Yeah.
It exposes you to diverse experiences and viewpoints.
Yeah.
Which broadens your empathy and understanding of others.
And honestly, sometimes just getting lost in a good movie is the best stress reliever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a good movie can totally change my mood after a bad day.
Yeah. Watching a film can be so relaxing and enjoyable.
Yes.
And when you're feeling more relaxed and open, the therapy becomes much more effective.
Okay, so we've talked about the idea of cinema therapy.
Right.
But what are the steps?
Yeah, what are the stages?
Yeah, the research paper mentioned a few.
It generally involves four key stages.
Okay.
Identification, catharsis, insight, and universalization.
Can you break those down for me?
Okay. So in the identification stage, you start to see yourself in the characters on the screen.
Okay.
It's like you're looking in a mirror and you're recognizing those same struggle and emotions within yourself.
Okay. So I'm finding a character I can relate to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that connection lets you move to the next stage,
okay,
which is catharsis. Remember that feeling of emotional release?
Yeah.
You might cry, you might laugh,
yeah,
or you might feel a sense of relief as you watch those characters work through their emotion.
Okay, so I'm giving myself permission to feel.
Yes. And once you've had that cathartic release,
okay,
you can move into the next stage, which is insight.
Insight.
And that's where the aha moments happen.
Yeah.
You start to gain a deeper understanding of yourself, your patterns.
Okay.
You might realize why you react certain ways, or you might find new coping strategies that you can apply to your own life.
So it's like the movie is a puzzle.
Yes.
And the insight stage is where I start putting the pieces together.
I love that. It's about taking those scattered pieces of your emotional experience and assembling them into a picture.
And then universalization.
Yes. Finally, you move into the universalization stage.
Mm.
And here you realize that you're not alone in your struggles.
Okay.
You see other characters facing similar challenges, and you feel a sense of connection and shared humanity.
Right.
And it can be really comforting to realize that other people have gone through those experiences and come out stronger.
Yeah. It's like the film reminds me I'm not alone.
Exactly.
Okay.
That feeling of connection can be so powerful for healing and growth.
I love that. Now, I know I mentioned those movie nights.
Yeah.
Where I like to just escape.
Right.
Do you think those movie nights can be therapeutic too?
You know, I think they absolutely can. Even casual movie watching can have therapeutic benefits.
Okay.
Especially if you pay attention to the emotions
the
film evokes in you. You might not have those deep discussions with a therapist.
Right.
But you can still have those internal dialogues.
Okay.
And gain valuable insights.
So even if I'm not in therapy, I can still benefit from movies.
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow. That's great.
Okay.
So what about cinema therapy being available? Is it something that is...
You know, it's becoming more and more popular as people are realizing that film can be healing.
Okay.
So if you're interested, you can talk to your therapist about incorporating it into your treatment.
So I don't need to find a therapist who's a film critic.
No, but finding a therapist who appreciates the power of film and who's open to using it as a tool can really enhance the experience.
Okay. I'm starting to see how cinema therapy can be really valuable.
Yeah.
It seems more accessible than just talking about my problems.
It's about finding the approach that resonates with you.
Okay.
And supports your healing journey. And sometimes that journey takes us to some unexpected places, like the silver screen.
I love that. It's like the movies I watch can help me grow.
Exactly. And just like every film has a unique story to tell, each of us has a unique journey to unfold.
I'm definitely feeling inspired to explore cinema therapy further.
Yeah.
And I think our listeners are too.
I think so.
We'll be back to delve a little deeper into this.
Okay.
And share some specific examples.
That's good.
Of films that therapists actually use.
Okay.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Think about a film that has deeply moved you, a film that has stayed with you long after the credits rolled.
Yeah.
Could there be some therapeutic value in revisiting that film?
Maybe even with this new lens of cinema therapy.
What a great question.
Yeah.
It's all about seeing the world with new eyes.
Yes.
Join us next time as we continue our exploration of cinema therapy.
All right.
Welcome back to our deep dive into cinema therapy.
It's amazing how much we can learn from movies,
Yeah, it's pretty
but
cool. In the last part, we talked about that process of cinema therapy
right.
and those four key stages:
Yes.
identification, catharsis, insight, and universalization. Now, I want to talk about some real-world examples of how this actually plays out.
Okay.
Like, what specific films
Yeah.
would a therapist use?
Okay.
And how could those films actually help someone?
You know, the possibilities really are endless. The beauty of cinema therapy is that it can be tailored to individual needs and challenges. So the films are always going to depend on the client and what they're working through.
Okay, so no one-size-fits-all movie.
Right.
Each film is like a specific tool.
Exactly. It's about finding the right film for the right person at the right time. And it's really often an intuitive process, you know, drawing on the therapist's knowledge of film and their understanding of the client.
It sounds like an art.
It is. It really is. And that's what makes it so fascinating.
So let's dive into some examples.
Okay.
So say you're working with someone who has anxiety,
Okay.
specifically social anxiety.
Right.
What kind of film would you recommend?
I might recommend a film like The King's Speech.
Really? Why that one?
It might not seem like an obvious choice,
Okay.
but if you think about it, King George VI, the main character,
Right.
he struggles with a severe stammer,
Right.
and that makes public speaking terrifying for him.
Right. And there's that moment where he has to address the nation.
Exactly. The stakes are incredibly high, and the film really portrays his journey as he confronts that fear. And he eventually finds his voice.
I see how that could be inspiring.
It's a testament to courage and resilience that even the most debilitating anxieties can be overcome.
It's like saying, look, even a king can struggle.
Exactly, and you can too.
And the post-film discussion
Yeah.
could focus on exploring those themes.
Okay.
The therapist might ask, what resonated with you about his journey? What challenges did he face that you can relate to?
Right.
What strategies did he use
Okay.
that you could try in your own life?
So we're drawing those parallels.
Right. It's not just about watching the film and feeling good.
Yeah.
It's about actually extracting those insights.
Right. And using them. You know, I remember watching The King's Speech and it gave me a boost of courage. What about anxiety that's more internal?
Like anxiety about your own emotions.
Yeah.
We might choose something like Inside Out for that.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's a Pixar film.
Yeah.
So it's animated, it's playful, but it deals with some really profound themes
Right.
about how our emotions work.
I love those little characters.
They're great.
Joy, sadness, anger, fear, disgust.
It personifies those emotions
Yeah.
in a way that makes them really relatable.
Okay.
We see how they interact,
Yeah.
how they influence our thoughts and behaviors.
Yeah. It's like we're getting a user's manual for our emotions. I can see how that would help someone with anxiety.
It can help them to see anxiety as just one emotion,
Okay.
among many,
Okay.
not this big, scary monster.
Right. It needs to be managed. Yeah.
The therapist could use that film as a springboard to discuss how the client experiences anxiety,
Okay.
which emotions tend to be the loudest for them,
Yeah.
what strategies they can use.
Okay. So it's normalizing those big feelings.
And showing them that those feelings can be tamed.
Yeah. What about someone dealing with grief?
Grief is such a profound experience,
Yeah.
and there are so many films that can offer solace
Okay.
during those difficult times. One that comes to mind is Up.
I love Up, but it's so sad.
It is. It's a beautiful testament
Yeah.
to the power of love and how we carry those we've lost with us.
And the rest of the film is about him kind of moving through that.
He navigates his grief, he
Yeah.
opens himself up to new experiences,
Yeah.
and he finds a new purpose.
It's a reminder that there's always hope. Yeah.
And for someone who's grieving,
Yeah.
watching Carl's journey can be really cathartic. It can help them to feel seen
Okay.
and understood in their pain.
Yeah.
And it can also offer that glimmer of hope
Right.
that they too can find a way to move forward.
So what about a movie like Manchester by the Sea?
That's a great example of
Yeah.
a raw and unflinching portrayal of grief.
It's heavy.
It is. But it's also a story about resilience, forgiveness. and the possibility of healing.
Yeah.
It doesn't shy away from the pain.
Right.
And darkness of grief.
And for someone who's struggling, it's validation. It is. It's like saying it's okay to feel this way.
Yeah.
Your pain is real. It's valid.
But I imagine you'd have to be careful using a film like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It requires a certain level of emotional readiness and support.
Okay. What about relationship issues?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
And again, the choice is going to depend on the couple's specific challenges.
Right.
But one that often sparks a lot of great conversation
okay.
is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
It's so unique.
It's
mind-bending.
It is.
How could that possibly help a couple that's struggling?
Well, it explores this idea of erasing painful memories from a relationship.
Mm.
And it asks some really interesting questions.
Okay, like what?
Like, is it better to forget the bad times?
Mm.
Even if it means forgetting the good times too.
Yeah.
Can you really move on from hurt
right.
if you don't understand what happened?
Wow. Those are big questions.
They are. And for a couple in therapy,
yeah.
those questions can be a catalyst for really deep exploration.
So it's like using the film as a safe space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To talk about those difficult topics.
Yeah.
The film acts as a buffer.
Okay.
So they're not attacking each other.
Yeah. So what about The Story of Us?
The Story of Us is a classic choice.
Okay.
For couples therapy.
Okay.
You know, Bruce Willis and Michelle Pfeiffer
right.
navigating a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
It's realistic. It's relatable. Mm. And it doesn't shy away from the challenges of maintaining intimacy
right.
and communication and passion over time.
It's like watching your own relationship on screen.
It really is.
But with some added humor.
Yes. And
yeah.
the humor is so important. It makes it more palatable.
Right.
Less threatening.
Yeah.
They can see their struggles reflected
okay.
without feeling judged.
It's normalizing it.
It is. It's saying we all go through this.
Yeah.
These ups and downs are normal.
Yeah.
But here are some ways to navigate it. Yeah.
And find your way back to each other.
Exactly. And the therapist can use the film.
Yeah.
to highlight those strategies, how they communicate,
right.
how they resolve conflict, mm-hmm. and how they ultimately reconnect.
So it's not just about pointing out the problems.
No, it's about offering solutions
okay.
and inspiration.
Cinema therapy can be used with families too.
You can.
Okay, absolutely.
You're there, really.
So what about some films that could be used in family therapy?
The kids are all right.
Okay.
It's a heartwarming story about a lesbian couple
right.
who are raising two teenagers.
Okay.
And those teenagers decide to track down their sperm donor father.
Okay.
Hmm.
How could that be helpful?
Well, it explores family dynamics.
Yeah.
The challenges of blended families.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of communication
right.
and acceptance.
Right. It shows that even families that seem different.
Right.
Still go through the same things.
Exactly. It's saying, hey, we're all trying to figure this out.
Right.
We all have our quirks and challenges. But what really matters is that we love and support each other.
Right.
And the therapist can use the film to facilitate those conversations
okay.
about those important themes.
What about Little Miss Sunshine?
Little Miss Sunshine is a great one.
Yeah. It's such a quirky movie.
It is.
About a family road trip.
Right.
That doesn't quite go as planned.
Exactly. And it's a perfect example
yeah.
of how a family can come together, even when they're a bit dysfunctional.
I love how the film celebrates our differences.
Me too.
It shows it's okay to be weird.
Yes. And those imperfections
yeah.
are what make us human.
And make our families unique.
And for families in therapy, watching Little Miss Sunshine can remind them
okay.
that they're not alone in their struggles.
Right.
And it can help them to see their own family dynamics
oh.
with a bit more humor and compassion.
So it seems like a lot of these films that we're talking about
yeah.
have comedic elements.
Right.
Is that intentional?
You know, humor can be a really valuable tool.
Okay.
In cinema therapy.
Okay.
It can make those difficult topics
right.
more approachable.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
can help the clients connect with the material better.
So it's like sneaking in those messages.
Exactly.
Of therapy
mm-hmm.
through entertainment.
And sometimes a good laugh really is the best medicine.
Yeah. But I guess it depends on the client and what they're going through.
Yes. Absolutely.
So just like with any other therapy.
Right.
It's about what works for the individual.
Yes. And it's important to remember that cinema therapy
yeah.
is a collaborative process.
Okay.
It's not about the therapist dictating what they should watch or
sure.
how they should feel.
Right.
It's about working together
hmm.
to find those films that resonate.
Right.
And spark those aha moments
yeah.
that lead to growth and healing.
We've covered a lot here.
Yeah.
Anxiety, grief relationships, family dynamics.
Yeah.
What about downsides or limitations?
That's a great question. You know, you should always be aware.
Yeah.
Of the strengths and limitations.
Yeah, of any approach.
Yeah.
And one of the limitations of cinema therapy is that we need more research.
Okay.
There's growing anecdotal evidence
okay.
and case studies that support the benefits.
Right.
But we still need more rigorous scientific studies.
Okay. So it's not quite evidence-based yet.
Right. It's still relatively new and evolving.
Okay.
We need more research to really understand how it works.
Okay. But besides the research, are there other potential downsides?
Yeah.
Could a film be harmful?
Yes. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And it's something that therapists need to be very mindful of.
Okay.
You know, some films
yeah.
deal with really sensitive topics.
Okay.
Like trauma, abuse, violence.
Right.
And those topics could be really triggering
yeah.
for people who have experienced similar things.
So the therapist needs to know the client's history.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Before recommending anything.
Right.
The therapist really needs to prioritize safety and well-being.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be very helpful to re-traumatize someone.
Exactly. And that's why open communication and trust
yeah.
are so essential.
Right.
In therapy.
So it's not just about finding a film that matches.
Right.
It needs to be safe too.
Yes. It's about finding that balance between the therapeutic value
yeah.
and emotional safety.
Cinema therapy isn't a replacement
no.
for traditional therapy.
It's a powerful tool
yeah.
that can enhance the process.
Right.
But it's not meant to be a standalone treatment.
So it's not like a magic cure-all.
Right. It's best used with other yeah. support.
Okay. So it's about finding that right combination of tools
yeah.
and approaches
right.
to create that whole healing journey.
Cinema therapy might not be for everyone.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
Some people just don't connect with films on an emotional level.
Okay.
They might find it hard to relate.
Yeah.
Or they might prefer other creative outlets.
Yeah. Like music.
Yeah. Music, art, writing.
Right. So it's about finding what works for them. It is. And a good therapist will recognize that.
Yeah.
And adjust their approach.
And not force them to watch a movie.
Exactly.
We've explored so much here.
We have.
The practical applications. Mm-hmm. We've talked about specific films.
Yeah.
And those limitations yeah. and considerations.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners are feeling inspired.
I'm feeling inspired.
Good.
Before we move on to our final part,
okay.
we're going to wrap everything up.
Okay.
We want to leave you with a question.
Okay.
Think about a time you watched a film that really moved you. A film that left a lasting impression.
Okay.
What was it about that film that resonated so much?
Yes. And how might revisiting that film
yeah.
with this new understanding of cinema therapy deepen your understanding of yourself?
Mm-hmm. You know, as we've been talking about all these different films and how they can be used therapeutically, I've been thinking about my own movie preferences. And I wonder if our favorite genres or the types of movies we like say something about us.
You know, that is such an insightful thought.
Yeah.
Our taste in films often does reflect our values and beliefs. Even those unconscious desires that we might not even be aware of.
So if someone's always watching romantic comedies, maybe they're yearning for that connection.
Exactly.
Or they have a very optimistic view of love.
Right.
Even if their real life experiences haven't quite lived up to that.
Right. Even if their real life hasn't been a fairy tale.
Right. What about people who love action movies?
Yeah.
All those thrillers.
Oh, yeah. Action-packed thrillers. You know, maybe they just crave a little more excitement. Or maybe they're just more comfortable with risk.
And what about documentary lovers?
Oh, yeah.
Always trying to learn.
Those are the curious minds.
Yeah.
Always seeking knowledge and trying to make sense of the world.
Each genre is like a mirror.
It is. Isn't it fascinating?
Reflecting back at us.
Yeah. Reflecting different aspects of our personality.
Yeah.
And those emotional needs that we're trying to fulfill.
And when you think about cinema therapy in that way.
Yeah.
It's even more powerful.
It really is. The therapist is curating an experience that's tailored to your inner world.
So it's like a personalized prescription.
Right.
With a bucket of popcorn instead of pills.
I love that analogy.
That's what we all want.
Right.
It really captures the essence of cinema therapy.
Yeah. It's engaging. It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It addresses those deep emotional needs.
Absolutely.
That sometimes traditional therapy just doesn't get to.
Yeah. Sometimes it does get overlooked.
When a therapist is choosing a film for cinema therapy, do they consider the client's preferences at all?
That's a great question.
Or is it just about finding the film that matches the goal?
Ideally, the therapist is going to try and find a film that does both.
Okay.
It aligns with your goals, and it's something that you enjoy.
So it's finding that sweet spot.
Yes, where therapy and entertainment meet.
Right, because if I'm bored during the movie,
I'm not going to get much out of it.
You're not going to get anything out of it.
Even if it has all that deep meaning.
Right.
So what happens if there isn't a film that matches both?
Right. Sometimes it is a challenge. Yeah. Maybe you have really specific preferences, or maybe there just aren't any films that fit perfectly.
Yeah.
So in those cases, the therapist might prioritize the therapeutic goals.
Okay.
But they would explain the reasoning to you.
Okay.
You know, so you understand why this film is relevant.
Right.
Even if it's not something you would normally choose.
So it's all about transparency and trust.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the foundation of any good therapeutic relationship.
And maybe you'll discover a new genre that you love.
You never know.
Right.
You might just find a new favorite.
It reminds me of how cinema therapy can help us see the world through different lenses.
Right.
Not just in films.
Yes. But in our own lives.
Okay. So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of cinema therapy,
yeah.
I am feeling really inspired.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's amazing how something as simple as watching a movie can be such a powerful tool.
Absolutely.
If our listeners are interested in using movies for healing, where can they learn more?
There are some great resources out there.
Okay.
Books, articles, online courses.
Okay.
You know, a quick search online should give you a starting point.
And of course, if anyone's thinking about incorporating this into their practice,
yes,
it's important to get the proper training.
Absolutely. You know, cinema therapy is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it should be used ethically and responsibly.
Right.
But when it is, it can be so enriching.
Yeah.
And help people navigate this crazy journey we call life.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is just not to underestimate the power of storytelling.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the big screen
right.
or just our own life stories. Stories have the power to shape us, heal us, and help us become more fully ourselves.
I couldn't agree more. Stories are the threads that connect us all. And they really do have the power to weave meaning into even our most challenging experiences.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into cinema therapy.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us.